from me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, April 12th, 2024 edition. Joining us on the line right now is candidate Republican for the 106th House District. Todd Smallenberg's on the line. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you today, brother?
We're doing good. Getting a little kickback from what I did in Lansing yesterday, filing for the 104th House District as a Democrat. And a lot of people don't understand the political strategy, but hopefully they'll get it. And if they have any questions, they'll give me a call and I can explain it to them. But yeah, it was pretty quiet. I actually parked out on the street. I was the only car there at 3:20 when I pulled up and walked in. And I think I woke up the security guard there at the Bureau of Elections, you know, where you went to file. And went down the hallway and was the only person in the building. And I think I woke up that girl, too, and filed my paperwork and had it notarized, paid my $100. And I was back in the car and heading back home. And I got home roughly at about 6:30. So it was a slam, bam, thank you, ma'am type of an event. But MERS News Service did a story. I appreciate them. And it's kind of interesting. The Republicans not really responding to me other than Matt Maddox, State Representative Matt Maddox from the 44th in Oakland County. He reached out to me and talked to me about it on my drive home last night. So I greatly appreciate that. But you got a lot of things happening in your race. And I wanted to talk to you about the gun show, or not the gun show, but the Second Amendment folks that put on the event there in Alpena. How did that go?
Oh, that event went great. It was sold out, sold 400 tickets, and just a great night, a group of Americans showing up to support our God-given rights to the Second Amendment.
Now, the venue itself, was it set up so that you were a part of the speakers list? You were there as a speaker, or was this set up primarily to support your campaign? How was it actually structured?
No, it was, I was one of the speakers, one of the three speakers, Sheriff Joe Brubaker out of Presqu'ile, and then Neil Friske out of the 107th came over. And so the three of us spoke, and then the way it's set up is they're supporting all candidates in the Northeast that are strong 2A supporters. So there's about a total of, I've heard anywhere from 15 to 18 candidates that the Save Our Guns PAC will be supporting through their run for office.
Excellent. Fantastic. That is really exciting, because based on that number, obviously, some of these folks are going to be county commissioner candidates, school board members, things like that?
Yeah, that's correct, right from the local level up to the state. As you know, they can't support federal offices, so it's all the local and the state-level reps that are running.
Excellent, excellent. Now, one thing that I know we talk about each time we have you on the show, and this is something that I'm very serious about people needing to do, is hosting house parties. Or maybe you live in a condo association and you have a clubhouse, or maybe you're a member of a veterans organization, American Legion, VFW, whatever, Eagles, you know, it doesn't matter. People can rent out these clubhouses, these conference centers, these conference rooms, and actually host meet and greets for you. And I think this is something that is very important for people to listen to and get your thoughts on, because how better a way for people to get to know you and understand basically why you're primary challenging a sitting incumbent Republican in a very dominant Republican district? You know, why would you do that? What's your motivation for doing it? And to be able to meet with you and actually hear from you and ask you questions, and I'm sure you would absolutely agree with that statement, that philosophy.
No, absolutely. That's a matter of fact, you know, we got a meet and greet tomorrow in Atlanta at Willow's restaurant and barbecue. So from 12 to 2. And we're also working with the Canada Creek folks. They're going to host me up there sometime in the next about month and everything. So we're building those, but we gotta continue because, as you know, I'm going against the establishment and all those special interest groups, and I really do need help with donations because they are just absolutely crushing the special interest groups, and the DeVos and the Yobs are all throwing money at him. And Matt Hall, they want to keep him in Lansing because he does their bidding. And he's not doing the bidding of us. He's just doing the bidding of the special interests and the big money in the establishment. And so you got to ask who he's working for, because that's where he's getting his money. And I need help because they're going to do mailers. Matt Hall has already stated he's going to do mailers to keep him in Lansing, because those two are running about neck and neck on their voting record, which is about 50% conservative voting record, and all the bills that they passed. I mean, they're almost voting neck and neck. Which leads me to be, I believe he didn't vote for those two gun bills because Matt Hall did, and I think he agrees with him. He just knew he couldn't do it up here in the Northeast.
Now, I didn't realize that Matt Hall, with his leadership pack and all the money that he's taken in over the years, I did not realize that he's gotten on Cam's campaign donor list. Have you checked into those numbers? How much money is Matt Hall actually giving to Cam's campaign?
Nothing right now. I just got word from folks that know that he's going to be pumping money into him to support him with his mailers and everything else. So who knows what they're going to come up with me. You know, they already tried that. You know, I got anger issues and PTS, which I'll show anyone my ratings from the VA, which those are just absolute lies. To where they're saying I are hiding my my medical and my police record. So they inferred that I beat my wife and traumatized my children, which if anyone knows anything about, you know, concealed carries in the world of classified realm, I could never hold a TSSCI, nor could I have a CCW, which I've held in 5 states, and I still have my current classification for the U.S. government of top secret. Because I've been off the program for over 18 months now, I lost my SCI, and that's just because after 12 months, you can no longer hold it unless someone's holding it for you. Sure. So this absolute lies, that's how desperate they are, and tells you how effective I'm being against him, that he's going to get all the big money and the special interest to prop him up and then start whatever they're going to do on the flyers. So I really do need help with donations. If people can afford $25, $50, every little bit will help.
Absolutely. Well, one thing that I know for a fact is at first when they are not taking you seriously, you know, they somewhat laugh at you and kind of try to blow you off. But then when they start doing their internal polling and they see the numbers, they start going, whoa, wait a minute, this guy's the real deal. He could possibly win. They then immediately start with the negative attacks. And I think from what you're describing, it sounds like they're preparing a major negative attack campaign against you. They're going to be mailing into the sheeple people that don't listen to the show, don't really, you know, go to meet and greets and don't really get to ask the candidates the truth. And I think these attack ads probably are coming. But like Dave Ajima says, you know, they never got shot at when he was a fighter jet pilot until they were over the target. And then that's when you start taking the flak. So, oh, man, you know, you just hate the game of politics. But, Todd, it's something we chose to do. We chose to be involved in. And it's just part of the game.
Hey, you know what? Just put on the armor, brother. That's all we can do because, you know, someone's got to go down there and do what needs to be done. We're in war. These people are at war with us. Until we start fighting, we're going to lose. And I'm willing to go and fight. I just need people to be able to support me. You know, in the Marine Corps, 10% of the Marine Corps is infantry, 90% is support. So I'm that 10% that's willing to go do it. I just need that 90% to stand up behind me and help me. Time, money, and effort. And that's what it's going to take for us to win this war.
Well, and the thing of it is, like you say, if everybody just chips in a little bit, like you say, $25 or $50, you know, you have 500 people, 1,000 people doing that, that turns into a lot of money that can help the campaign.
It really does, and I'm counting on them because I'm not going to anyone else outside the district. I'm not trying to hit special interest groups. I just want the people to know that I'm not going down there to work for them. I'm going down there to work for the Northeast and the constituents that vote me in. And so I need their help drastically. If they can afford $25, $50, or if you can afford more, please help out, because that'll be able to help me counter all the negativity they're going to try to throw at me. And I will come out and be up and honest in front with you all and let you know that, you know, if it's a lie or if it's something in my past that, you know, in my 30, 40 years ago that I did something stupid, whatever it may be, you know, I'm not going to lie about it. I'll embrace it. Or if it is a lie, I'll call it out. And you got to ask yourself if they're lying about that, like they've already done with me being anti-logging, you know, or me having PTS. If they're lying about that, what else are they going to lie to you about?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. That's, I can't believe here we are, Todd, you know, 2.5 months away from absentee ballots going out. The primary isn't until August 6th, you know, basically, 3.5 months away. And they're already starting these negative attacks against you?
Yep. And, you know, and like you and I know, Trucker, we've talked about it. We knew that it's a cesspool and that, you know, that's the politics that we're willing to go fight for. But, you know, just you gotta look at it and just shake your head, because it's from the Republican Party. It's not from the Democrats. It's from the Republican Party. That's more disgusting from the Republicans than it is the Democrats. We're fighting ourselves, and we're supposed to be fighting the Democrats. And that just tells you how they don't want to give up their power, because it's all about power and money to them, not fixing the issues. And we need more people to get down to Lansing and into D.C. to fix the issues and stop this internal fighting and start focusing on the Democrats and the war they're waging against us and our views, our ideas, and our ideology. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can go to the website, electsmallenberg.com. It's elect, SMALENBERG, 1L, electsmallenberg.com. Donate what you can, Todd. Hopefully people will do that, and also set up some meet and greets for you.
I appreciate it. That's what I need, brother, and I appreciate you, and I hope you have a blessed weekend.
You as well, sir.
Take care, brother.
Final segment. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. The storms and power outages are coming. Don't wait. Buy a Generac generator by May 7th and you'll get a free 7-year warranty. Your generator will power your house for years to come for pennies a day. Now available 100% financing with no money down. Call 989-306-3656. That's 989-306-3656. Don't be sitting in the dark saying, "I wish I called Rich."
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Got a text message here from Cliff Tellini, county commissioner there in Presque Isle County. He says, remember the flyers in the last Republican primary that called out Cam Cavett for being Dark Cash Cavett? Sounds like it's going to happen all over again. Well, it's not so much dark money, actually. If you go to his campaign finance report, every single adult member of the DeVos family has donated money to Cam Cavett's campaign. Tony Liss, who works for Congressman Jack Bergman, I believe his title is chief of staff, is kindergarten class, longtime personal friends. They went to kindergarten together all through elementary school, I believe, high and junior high, high school. John Yap of Strategic National, the political consultant that helped Jack Bergman get elected in 2016, got his kindergarten class buddy to be hired by Bergman to be his chief of staff in Washington, D.C. Basically, getting Yob money behind Cam Cavett. And now I'm finding out Matt Hall, the slimeball, disgusting human being, Matt Hall, who wants to be speaker, is putting out, or will be putting out, these negative attack flyers against Todd Smallenberg. Folks, that tells me everything I need to know about who you, who live in the 106th House District, should be voting for on August 6th primary. It's Todd Smallenberg. You got the DeVos family, you got Tony Liss, you got John Yob, and now you got Matt Hall going to be putting out negative attack mailers against Todd Smallenberg. Why? Because they're desperate. They know that you people who hear Todd speak, ask him questions, find out where his values and his principles are voting for him. And he will go to Lansing and be a strong conservative state representative, just like Neil Friske is for the 107th. Todd Smallenberg will do that for the 106th. Now all we have to do is get a strong conservative elected to the 105th to replace the rhino Ken Borton and possibly remove John Roth from the 104th, the race that I'm running in. Could you imagine if me and another conservative in the 105th replacing Borton, Todd Smallenberg and Neil Friske was the Northern Michigan Conservative Freedom Patriot Caucus? Could you imagine what the four of us could do in Lansing? The rhinos, the establishment, the governor wouldn't know what to do. And with the four of us, the three of them in the Republican caucus, me in the Democrat caucus, standing up for our values and principles, Lansing would be just completely in shock. You need to go to electsmallenberg.com and donate whatever you can. I'm going to have Vicky donate $100 today. And Todd's not even in our district. We live in the 104th. He's in the 106th. We're going to donate $100. How many of you listening will match our $100 donation? Even if you don't live in the 106th, you're listening downstate right now. Officer Rick, Phyllis, Dave Ajima, whoever, go to electsmallenberg.com, click on the donate button, and donate $100, match Vicky's donation. Because this is going to be an all-out war. And for these scumbags to be attacking him for having PTS from his military service to our country and accusing him of wife beating, domestic abuse, are you kidding me? I've met his wife. She would not be with Todd if he beat her. I can guarantee it. No woman should be subject to that abuse. And for them to be using it as a campaign political tool against them, shame on you. You people are disgusting human beings. So join us. Go to electsmallenberg.com. If you don't know that website, text me Todd, T-O-D-D, and I'll text you the link. Click on the donate button. Match our donation of $100. This has ticked me off. I cannot believe that this is going to be the tactics that they're going to use against this great veteran patriot. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock. Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program,